All right, we're going to Colorado, bringing someone we love having on the show. He was hosting with us a couple of weeks ago, and that is Kerry Crowley, who covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. Kerry, how are you?
Excellent today, Marty. It's a warm one out here in Denver.
Yeah, give me a little bit of a weather report. Whenever it's Denver, I always take a look and see what it looks like.
Well, it's about 90 degrees right now. It's pretty humid. It's sticky. It was not a fun walk to the ballpark, I can tell you that. But the ball should be flying tonight at Coors Field, as it has all season long, and it has throughout the history of this ballpark. So good pitching matchup, though, and Bumgarner and John Gray really is as good as it can get between these two sides.
Yeah, they're the two best pitchers on both teams, even though Samardzija's numbers really have been exceptional the last month or so. But let's talk Giants a little bit here. 6-6 in their last 12. They're 3-5 in the last 8. What do you attribute that to, and what do you see happening with the ball club right now?
Well, I think just kind of every aspect of the ball club has regressed right now. The starting pitching hasn't been quite as good with the back end of the rotation, considering Beattie and Anderson's struggles. The bullpen hasn't been nearly as good as it was at the beginning of July, and the offense has really started to miss Evan Longoria and Alex Dickerson. With those two guys out of the lineup, it just doesn't have the same 1-8 feel where, you know, they're a lot deeper when you have those guys in the lineup, and maybe they're not the ones getting hits every day, although Dickerson was. But it just there's some holes there that other teams have taken advantage of, I think, especially in the last 8 days.
Yeah, I think so. I see it in the starting pitching. And you didn't hear it, but my first 20 minutes today was trying to analyze this ball club and who they are, especially on the mound. And there are a lot of pitchers who have control. They can throw strikes, but they don't have command. And they're putting pitches over the plate that are just getting hammered. I thought Anderson last night was lucky to get out of his 5 innings, and he gave up the one hit in the 6th because this ball was over the plate. And when it's over the plate, they whack it. And I think that's a staff-wide problem with all these young pitchers.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. You look at Anderson's first inning last night, the Rockies hit about 1,200 feet combined of fly balls, but he got out of it without giving up a run. And then you did see Colorado get a few bloop hits against him, and that led to some of their early runs. But, you know, he just wasn't built to hold up in that game. And I think that that's been an issue for him. It's also been an issue for Tyler Beattie, who his fastball down in the zone has been hit hard this year. He said that the analytics team that the Giants have presented him with some data to really focus on pitching with that fastball up in the zone. And when you're doing that, you're living dangerously in some of these ballparks, especially, in the National League Central, the National League East. And tomorrow we'll see how Beattie fares at Coors Field, where it can be very difficult when you do try to throw that fastball up in the zone.
Well, it's not a knock on these guys. It's just the reality of who they are as pitchers in their major league career. You just don't walk in and become Juan Marichal. It just doesn't work like that. You're not Tim Lincecum right away. You're not Matt Cain. It takes time to figure out how you can command the strike zone, and I think that's the biggest issue. I said this today, too, and I'll run this by you, see what you think. See, aren't you glad you called?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that Bochy's got to manage the bullpen differently. I don't think he can put Sam Selman in a high-leverage situation. I don't think he can put Coonrod in there. I'm concerned about your Maranta experience that's going on right now. He's not finishing his pitches. He's in trouble all the time. I think when the save happens, and it may be in the 6th inning, it may be in the 7th inning, I think he's got to go with the big guns. And I mean Watson or Smith or even a Maranta at that point to get the save, because the guys he's putting in there, they're not big league pitchers with command yet. And I think we saw it last night.
Yeah, I was surprised that he didn't get Tony Watson there in the 6th inning just because of who the Rockies had up in Daniel Murphy. I believe Raimel Tapia, Ryan McMahon all do up that inning. And Watson is kind of their lefty guy right now. When they're in a high-leverage situation, he's the one they need to call on. And so at Coors Field, I think you get your outs when you can, when you have the lead, and hope that the offense adds on. Mm-hmm. And so say you bring Watson there in the 6th to face those Rockies left-handers. It gives the Giants to add on if they have a scoreless shutdown frame, and they can maybe make it 6-2 and make it easier for him to bring in a Selman in the 8th inning. And I think that we're going to need to see Trevor Gott in some of these high leverage mm-hmm. situations, Marty, because with no Sam Dyson, no Mark Melancon, he's one of the top right-handers. And what Gott has that Maranta doesn't is a little bit more consistency with that command. he's been better as a not walking guys, whereas Maranta has struggled with that over the last month. And really throughout his career, he's been able to pitch through it at certain times, but we saw last night that it hurt him.
You think Maranta is a little out of shape, and I say that gingerly to say that about him. We're in August. Look, I'm tired, and we've been doing this since February. It's 6 months already. And here he is. It looks like he's not finishing his pitches, and he's really struggling. What's up with him?
You know, it's hard to say right now whether he is or isn't, but I know that last season the Giants wanted him to trim down a little bit. He came to spring training in better shape, and so you know, I'd be going with the eyeball test back in February and March, and that's hard to do. But I do think that he's showing signs of fatigue right now. And I think that, you know, we saw that with Sam Dyson as well. We saw that with Will Smith in the month of July. And so it's not just him. It's a bullpen-wide issue. Tony Watson was not immune to that in the month of June. And so I think that that's kind of what made Mark Melanson's month of July so impressive to a team like the Atlanta Braves, is he got stronger as the season went on, whereas a number of these Giants relievers, when they were used so heavily immediately coming out of the All-Star break and in all those extra inning games, have started to wear down a bit. And I think that those extra inning wins have certainly taken a toll on this bullpen, whether it be the new guys that they've had to bring in or the veterans who've been overworked.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think about Derek Rodriguez's comment about going up and down? I was on last night with Drew Hoffer. I said I think Farhan has a bet with Friedman to see who can send more guys up and down by the end of the season. You know something? It wouldn't shock me if they do have a bet to that degree. But what do you think about Rodriguez then?
You know, I got a lot of respect for what Derek Rodriguez said on Thursday, because he came out after a bad outing. He knew he was probably going down, and he still spoke his mind and was, you know, he was respectful toward the front office, but he also painted the reality of the situation. And that it's very difficult for pitchers to shuttle back and forth between Sacramento and San Francisco, learn their pitching one day, maybe go out of the bullpen another day, and have their roles kind of mixed around. And so what these guys want is consistency. And I think that, you know, you can have some of that in the lower minor leagues. You can have tandem starts, you can mess around with the opener, but when you've got a guy on your 40-man roster who needs a role and needs to be contributing every so often, it's just very difficult to expect him to be on his game every single time. And the same goes for these other pitchers when they don't know the next time they're going to be pitching.
See, I think that's where the command comes in. That's my point. You got to get command, and command is not something you're just born with. Command is something you've got to develop. And by moving them up and down every 10 days, and they do it constantly, I think it retards the progress of getting command. Let's talk about a couple of the things that I thought were very good last night. Duggar, I'm glad to see him back. He had a couple of big hits last night. Slater, let the kid just hit inside out. He can't pull the ball. He can't do it. Just leave him alone. Let him have that crazy inside out swing and let him hit it over the right field wall.
Yeah, I thought that the arrival of Steven Duggar was good for this team. And what he showed, he was not fazed by two-strike situations. He did miss a pitch late in the game, a fastball down the middle that he should have clobbered, and he ended up popping up. And that was disappointing for the Giants. But, you know, you mentioned Slater as well. And when he's hitting the ball well, he's going to right field. He's showing power. He's hitting doubles. And we haven't seen that the last 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, he pops one off the right field wall last night. And so that's a good sign for a team that's missing Alex Dickerson, and its most consistent production at the plate has come from Mike Yastrzemski over the last 2 weeks or so. And so I think that if the Giants are going to stay in this race, they're going to need consistent production from one of those two guys, whether it be Duggar or Slater, and one of them is going to have to hit against both right and left-handed pitchers. And that's been an issue for them throughout their time in the major leagues, and I think that they can't just be platoon players. The Giants are going to need one of them to step up and make a difference here over the next 2 months.
Yeah, let's leave him alone. Let him just hit, because he's never going to pull the ball. It's just not his way, and I see it. But he's got power the other way. What do you think about Mike Yastrzemski? What do you think about him?
What a story Mike Yastrzemski has become. You know, Marty, what I like about Yastrzemski is it gives a quality at bat every single time. He's not throwing anything away. He's trying to lift the ball. You know, he's got that launch angle that so many hitters that the Giants have tried to develop through the years, so many outfielders, I should say, haven't had. And he can lift the ball in the air. He's got 22 home runs this season across two levels. And he's a late bloomer. You know, he's going to turn 29 in 3 weeks, so he's not young. You're not dreaming about his potential of becoming a contributor for the long run. But I do think that Yastrzemski can play a nice role for this club as a fourth or fifth outfielder come 2020, come 2021. I think he's been a very solid pickup for Farhan.
Yeah, I do. I think he is. And he's a little wild on the bases when he runs. You're not quite sure what he's going to do. I don't know if you've noticed that. Doesn't he get in trouble quite often?
Well, there's been a few too many instances this season where he hasn't made a smart base running decision. And the other day, and he was doubled off in Philadelphia. But I think 90 players out of 100 would have been doubled off in that situation with the bases loaded. Stephen Vogt hit a rocket up the middle, and the Phillies were just shifted up the middle. And I think with his lead that he had off of second base, he would have been doubled off regardless. But I know he felt bad about that situation. But there have been others where he's been thrown out trying to take third and some interesting situations. And so I do think that both he and Duggar need to clean up the base running a little bit. And I think that Duggar definitely worked on that at AAA Sacramento because that was an issue for him during the first half of the season.
Yeah, very, very good. All right, so Scooter Gennett is here. And he is here, and so is Bumgarner. Would you bet on that last Saturday?
You know, I would not. I guess I would have bet on them adding an infielder. I thought it might have been Dubon coming up right away. I know that the Giants have been linked to him for the last month. I reported that back when they were in Milwaukee. And I thought Jonathan Villar, the switch hitter for the Orioles, would have made sense. But it ended up being Gennett. And you know what, Marty? I would say that Jeanette's style of play in the infield is kind of similar to Kevin Pillar's style of play in the outfield. Mm-hmm. And I guess Stephen Vogt, when he's running around the bases, these are guys that all play the game really hard, and they're getting the most out of their athletic ability. And so, you know, you see guys like that, and, you know, he's a guy who's like Pablo, loves showing up to the yard every day, brings so much energy, and I think that the Giants can feed off that if he gets on a roll here offensively.
All right, very good. That'd be fun. All right, great to have you on. Pleasure having you on, and weather seems good. We got Bumgarner and Gray tonight. Giants still very much in the mix. Just keep looking at that loss column, but you know they can't go if they're 3-5. They can't go 3-12. You've got to sort of right the ship a little bit, and it's got to be done in every facet of the game. And they're kind of looking a little tired right now.
You know, they've got 50 games left. I think you've got to go 32-18 in those 50 games to give yourself a chance to be in the postseason. That would put them at 87 wins, and we saw them go 32-18 from June 1st to a point in July, and that's when they kind of started to show some signs of fatigue. The extra inning games caught up to them, and now it's about getting on another roll like that, and we'll see who can step up. And, you know, the Giants are lucky. They still have Bumgarner to go to every fifth day, and I think that that's going to play a huge role in whether they stay in it or not down the stretch.
No, it'd be fun. I say another. You got to give me another 3 weeks. If you do that,
Have
a great game. We love following you on Twitter, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning. Thanks, Kerry.
Looking forward to it, Marty. Thank you.
All right. What a pleasure. Boy, covered a lot of ground.